The wildest colts make the best horses. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, bringing you instant illumination. Instant illumination. The wildest colts make the best horses. In my life experience, working with people over the decades that I have worked with them, I have run into people who are wild colts. They are rebels of the most glorious kind. They think life is just wonderful. They think everything is just wonderful. They think that their way of doing things is the most glorious, the most desirable way in the world. And they come to me and they say, I don't like what's happening in my life. I don't like what's going on. And they're wild and rebellious, and they are full of spit and vinegar. They're full of life. They're full of vitality. They're full of action. And I say to them, above all things, keep your wildness. Keep your imagination. Keep your enthusiasm for life. Keep your joy of being yourself and living in a world that you have created. Keep it. And they say, and I say, why don't you want to do it? Well, when I'm so wild, I do things that I shouldn't do. Who says you do things you shouldn't do? Well, the world says it. Yes, the world always complains about the person who is not fitting into the form of the rest of the world. Think about this now. You are wild, magnificent, full of spit and fire colt. You are young and filled with ideas and imagination. Now, what you want to learn to do is to guide that wildness, to guide that enthusiasm, to guide that ability to be your joyous self into accomplishing whatever it is you feel you'd like to accomplish for yourself. And what is it you want to accomplish for yourself? What is it you want to achieve? If you want to be a painter, then paint with abandon, paint with joy, paint that every concept that comes into your mind, let it find its way onto the canvas and do it joyously. You want to write? Ho ho! Take the ideas that come into your mind and write them in a positive, joyous, fantastic way, so that the reader will feel part of your enthusiasm, part of your joy. They'll realize that you are the best of horse that ever came down the road. You are fantastic. This takes a lot of direction. Not from the outside, however. And there is where the rub is. We think that we have to follow what other people want us to do. We have to follow what our inner guidance tells us to do. We have to follow what our inner wisdom tells us what to do. We have to follow what the divine in us tells us what to do. We are created ourselves as a wild colt, a wild colt, a wild young horse. We created ourselves as a joyous horse. We created ourselves as full of enthusiasm. We created ourselves eternally young. The stallion that stands on the desert with all of the horses behind him as the leader is a dynamic, powerful horse, filled with enthusiasm, filled with fire, as they draw pictures of him as flames coming from his nostrils, and he takes his paw and beats the earth, and he stands triumphant, a gallant being before all the rest of them, leading them into whatever it is he will lead them, always gently caring for them, always making sure the mares are protected from the world, always making sure that life is the most glorious for his horses, for those who follow him. Now, what sort of a person are you? What sort of person am I? Are we the mares of the herd? Are we the young bucks of the herd coming up? Or are we the wildest colt who reaches forth to be the leader, who reaches forth to be the dynamic, most beautiful horse in the entire herd, in the entire countryside? And all the world looks upon us and says, wow, I don't know if I could have so much enthusiasm, have so much joy, have so much talent, have so much wisdom, and keep it under control without getting losing my dignity, losing my humility. I don't know if I could do that. Well, try it. You might be surprised. You see, what we do is to stop ourselves from being what we are. And when we stop ourselves from being what we are, we lose that wildness. We lose that quality of being magnificent. We lose that quality of being untamed, of following our inner wisdom, following our inner heart, following that which we are. Oh, to be the wildest colt, it makes the best of horses. People who come to me and talk about philosophy, and they object to what I have to say. They violently object to what I have to say. And then we discuss it, not rationally, but we discuss it positively, joyously. And by the time the conversation is done, they say, I hadn't considered it in just that light. That does make a lot of sense. That does make a lot of sense. And you know, after they've said that, instead of being my rebel friend, the one who objects to me, my adversary, they become my companion. They become the one who carries the message of what I am enjoying and living and loving out into all the world in the magic of themselves. My wildest rebels become my best students. They become my best friends. They become my best livers of what the philosophy is that we are sharing. Be yourself and have fun. The wildest colt, he's out there being himself and having fun. He's out there dancing and prancing. He's out there living it up. And the giant stallion who stands forth as the leader of the herd, he knows that that's a fabulous guy. And just as soon as that young buck, that young stallion, is ready to claim his own, the wildest stallion stands forth and says, young man, it's time for you to go out and prove yourself. Go gather your own flock. Go gather your own herd. Go be yourself and have fun. And the young stallion says, but I don't want to go out. I want to stay here. But we cannot have two masters. We can only have one. And I am the master of this herd. You go and form your own herd and be master of it. You be the stallion of your herd and stand forth dynamic and powerful. But you see, the giant stallion, the master of his herd, while he doesn't say these things to his young stallions coming up, to the young studs coming up to be the great ones that they are, he is the example to them. He is the example. And so what he does, he chases them away from the herd. He jumps on them. He beats them. He says, leave, leave, leave. And they say, but Dad, I don't want to go. I want to be near you. And he says, go. And they don't understand, because there's no way of communication of such an idea except time. And so the young stallion leaves the great herd of his parents. And he goes out into the world and he plays around with his friends for a while, others who have been ousted from their herds because they're supposed to go and start their own. And then within him a call comes. A call comes to form his own herd. A call comes for him to be a father. And he gathers the mares that he can find and he creates his herd. And over a period of years, each of the mares gives birth to colts. And each colt is a wild, joyous, fantastic colt, just like their father. And they go out into the world and be wild and fantastic. Some of the colts don't quite make it that way. And they are subdued, and they remain in the herd with little choice to be the grand beings that they are. You and I have come to the crossroads of our life. Are we ready to be the wild colt that we are? the wild being of divinity that we are? And are we ready to be the best of the divine and go out and prove ourselves, not necessarily leaving our homes, not necessarily leaving wherever we are, but being what we are, where we are, and being the best. And whether we are starting as janitor or starting as vice president, we can reach to the top of our organization because we give it our best. Because we don't stop being the wild colt who wants to do each job he does in perfection. And doing each job we do in perfection opens the doorway for our experiencing the allness that we are. Be ye therefore perfect. These words should ring through our ears and our mind, even as is the great stallion, even as is the divine within us. The wildest colts make the best horses. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.